This week, venues around Pensacola are hosting Stamped, the Pensacola LGBT Film Festival.
This is the fourth year for the film festival, which highlights artistic achievement in film from and about the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer community. I spoke with David Newton, one of the organizers of the film festival, about the fest.
Our mission has a lot to do with trying to not only provide entertainment, obviously, through great films, shorts, documentaries, feature films. But in addition to that, we have a primary mission and goal to be able to educate the community on the concerns of the LGBT community and the different challenges that are faced by the LGBT community as well.
One of those concerns is visibility, which is how the festival chose its name. It's now called Stamped, Pensacola LGBT Film Fest. And the name comes from a time when thousands of LGBT tourists and locals stamped their dollars with pink triangles or the words gay money to make a statement about their presence and economic impact in the community. Another concern is education, which is why each night of the film fest has speakers and other programming to supplement the films. Again, here is David Newton.
So it's exciting to think that folks will be coming and not just kind of eating popcorn and watching a movie, but kind of walking through an experience of how they can identify with the films, film themes, and then their neighbor that they're bringing or their special friend or their loved one.
One of the films sure to garner discussion is the short film RSVP, which was written and directed by Pensacola native Shannon Beebe. She was inspired to create a film about the broader resonances of a community's acceptance or rejection of its LGBT members from personal experience.
My best friend, he came out in high school, and we went to Tata High School. It was a really wonderful, accepting environment that shaped my view of the world.
Despite her friend's positive experiences coming out in the South, she learned that isn't the case for everyone.
It wasn't until we were much, much later that he told me that the guy he was seeing at the time didn't have anyone to spend the holidays with, and I assumed that they must live in another country or really far away, and he was like, oh no, he was disowned by his family.
The film explores the repercussions of a family's estrangement beyond the family member who is rejected. The broken relationship left Beebe with a sense of sadness and injustice.
That affects a family in such a profound way, a really painful way. It actually hurts the community. It hurts the family as a whole. It hurts congregations of churches. And my message of the film is actually the community itself that suffers.
Beebe will be on hand for an artist's talkback period after her film is shown at Treehouse Cinema this evening. Aside from Beebe's film RSVP, the festival will show 24 other award-winning films from an initial roundup of over 200. Each night of the festival is free and open to the public with different themes.
So Wednesday night, we will be doing You Gotta Be, which is celebrating being who you are and accepting others for who they are. Then on Thursday night, we're using the theme At Last, celebrating love is love and marriage equality. And then on Friday, we'll be doing Forever Young. And then Saturday, our closure for the festival ends with a night of short shorts.
That's short films. Each night is free and all are encouraged to attend. More information can be found at stampedfilmfest.com. For WUWF News, this is Lindsay Myers.